This will be the closing session of this year's South Indian Yatra. This evening, or let us say after lunch prasad, you are all free to roam throughout Madurai according to your spiritual whims. The Meenakshi Sundareshwar Temple, I was told today, is in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most carvings in any single structure in the world. It is considered one of the wonders of the world by the international community. It is truly an amazing temple, so I want to give all of you the chance to roam and see the temple. And of course, this temple we are in, of Sri Narayan, very beautiful, ancient, and our very kind Panditji, he has explained so nicely the history of this temple. Because of a limit of time, because we have to leave the temple by a certain time, I was planning to give a discussion of some of the places we've been, but if there's any time left, then I will speak something. But I especially would like to hear all of the beloved disciples of Srila Prabhupada address us to their heart's content. And then we'll have at least 45 minutes of a closing kirtan. We have to leave at 2 o'clock, yes? So if there's any time in between, I will speak something for you. So we'd like to begin with His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvase Sasunyavari Pasyatya Devisatane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gauravati Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vaishnavas ki jai. I wasn't prepared to speak first because I was thinking I would listen and see what ideas I would get from the other speakers. But our illustrious guest, thank you very much. You have graced our assembly with such beautiful words that have inspired the hearts of many of us. Thank you very much for your accompanying us. And your devotion has really inspired me. Thank you. Please continue to grace the devotees with your presence. It is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he took the sannyas order of life and he was on his way to go to Vrindavan, but somehow the devotees headed by Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya diverted Lord Chaitanya from that trip and brought them to Shantipur. After Lord Chaitanya had arrived at Shantipur, many of the devotees who were with him in Navadvipa also joined him in Shantipur, feeling great anticipation of a separation from the Lord. They wanted to gain as much association as they could. Their hearts were broken by the fact that he was going, and he had taken sannyas, and now that close association with the Lord was going to be less and less in the physical proximity. So the devotees from Navadvip joined the Lord in Shantipur. And the Lord stayed at the house of Advaitacharya for one full month. And in that month, the Lord continually gave His mercy and blessings to the devotees, engaged in Krishna Katha, engaged in Harinam Sankirtan, sat with His devotees and took prasadam and expressed His heartfelt love and appreciation for all His devotees. After 1 month, Lord Chaitanya decided to leave. And so he was on his way, leaving. And Advaitacharya, having felt such intense happiness and also the anticipation of Lord Chaitanya leaving, didn't want the Lord to leave. So he started to follow behind. But Lord Chaitanya kept going. Finally, Advaitacharya caught up with the Lord and he said, "Please, my dear Lord, please stay a few more days. Just a few more days. Please give us your association. Just a few more days." The Lord was so moved by the love of Advaitacharya that he returned and he stayed 5 more days. And in those 5 days, it is explained that in the house of Advaitacharya, practically the whole day, the devotees were just simply engaged in hearing Krishna Katha, and in the evening they were just engaged in Harinam Sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in regards to this particular pastime, that in the house of Advaitacharya, Hari Katha, Hari Kirtan, and Hari Puja went on continuously. And in that text, that was the text by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. But in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, Hari Katha, Hari Kirtan, and Hari Puja, these are the sum and substance of the activities of the devotees in this ISKCON movement. This is the entire process of devotional service. These yatras give us a great chance to dive deeply into the essence of Krishna consciousness, to hear the wonderful pastimes of the Lord, to hear the glories of these holy places, to associate with devotees in that mood of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Just inspires us and awakens within us that desire to dive even deeper and deeper into the process of devotional service. This yatra, or we may say all the yatras that we attend, are simply geared to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the process of hearing and chanting and also remembering the glories of the Lord in association with devotees. Sometimes there's some physical austerities, sometimes there's difficulties with traveling, sometimes there's some difficulties with just accommodations. But these things are so insignificant compared to the great benefit that these yatras have given us. They're so insignificant. This is a great privilege to be able to come on these yatras, to hear the glories of the Lord, to chant, to associate with devotees, to purify our hearts, to take that mercy that we have attained in this association and the blessings of these holy places and the sadhus in these holy places, take it back with us, keep it within our heart, and give it to the other devotees who we associate with. And then we can continue to relive these pastimes and activities that we have experienced in these yatras. So I want to simply express my appreciation for all of you for tolerating me and for allowing me to participate in this yatra. For me, it was a wonderful experience. I remember many, many years ago, the devotees, under the guidance of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, had also come to these same holy places. I believe it was back in 1994 or 95. And somehow or other, I was able to obtain the tape recordings of that particular yatra. And I was playing, "Someday I want to come on this South Indian yatra." After hearing Maharaj's beautiful and devotional lectures about these holy places in South India, I was praying, when will Maharaj go again? And soon when I found out this year that Maharaj was going, there was no question. I immediately said, thank you very much. And I was thinking, finally I got the opportunity to come to these wonderful holy places. I also would like to say thank you to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. If we see within his Krishna conscious activities, even before he was participating in Srila Prabhupada's movement, Maharaj was traveling throughout India visiting all holy places. And so Maharaj has now opened up his heart to his deep desire to experience these wonderful holy places, and he's brought all of us into that particular, corner of his heart, and he's bringing that opportunity to all of us. So I want to thank Maharaj very, very much for what he's doing for all of the devotees, and especially spreading Krishna consciousness in such a powerful way. I can actually say my experience in Sri Rangam, particularly when I saw the love, the affection, the enthusiasm of the leaders of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya there, I was thinking, this is history. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come here, now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come again in the form of his pure devotee, His Holiness Srila Radhanath Maharaj, and has brought the Sri Sampradaya and the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya closer and closer together to chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada is so pleased. And that alone, that experience at Sri Rangam, to me was once in a lifetime experience, and I will always remember that. And I'm sure that incident will bring even greater and greater, spreading of Lord Chaitanya's movement throughout all of this South India. So I don't have very much to say, but I want to thank you all for your enthusiasm and your wonderful, wonderful mercy upon me and allowing me to participate in this yatra. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. His Holiness Srila Radhanath Maharaj ki.